Abraham and Sarah. The next branch of our Jesse tree represents the promise God made to a man called Abram and his wife Sarai. Abram lived in a city called Ur in Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq. God made a covenant with Abram, changing his name to Abraham, and Sarai's name was changed to Sarah. A covenant is a solemn promise or agreement made between God and his people. God told Abraham to leave the city of Ur and go to a new place. Abraham trusted God, and so he packed up everything he owned and agreed to wander in the wilderness with his family and his servants. For a long time, they lived in the desert in tents, which sheltered them from the hot desert sun during the day and kept the cold out at night. Eventually, God brought them into a fertile land. A fertile land is a land which is able to grow lots of plants and vegetation. This fertile land was called Canaan. Here, God made two promises to Abraham. One, God promised that even though they were very old, Abraham and Sarah would have a son. Abraham's grandchildren and other descendants would be as many as the stars in the sky, and Abraham would be the father of a great nation. The name Abraham means father of many. Two, God also promised him that the land of Canaan would one day belong to Abraham's descendants. The land of Canaan is their promised land. Abraham and Sarah waited a long time, but they still had no children. However, Abraham trusted God to keep his promise. Then, one day, God visited them, along with two angels, in the form of three desert travelers. Abraham gave the visitors water to wash their feet and bread to eat, freshly baked by Sarah. Abraham and Sarah's kindness was rewarded when God repeated his promise of giving them a son. He added that he would fulfill this promise within 1 year. Just as God had promised, Sarah soon became pregnant and gave birth to a son called Isaac. The name Isaac means laughter, because Sarah laughed when God said she would have a son at such an old age.